Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg responded today to the data breach scandal we've been hearing about. He called it a breach of trust between Facebook and the people who share their data with us. Meanwhile, there's a story playing out in Seattle involving Facebook and political ads. They were paid for by Scott Lindsay, a candidate for city attorney last fall. The Stranger's Eli Sanders has been digging into this story, and he told me what happened.
There were four advertisements, all of them on Facebook, and they presented themselves as a property crime report. And they were property crime reports for different neighborhoods in Seattle. And they said that Seattle has the highest property crime rate per capita of any major city in the United States, which was misleading.
How so?
He was only comparing Seattle to a small subset of American cities.
Just about 20, right?
Right. And within that subset, true, Seattle had the highest property crime rate. But as the Seattle Times pointed out, he was excluding cities like Boston or Washington, D.C., places you would call major American cities. And the Seattle Times reporter said that really it should have been comparing 50 major cities. And if you do that, Seattle is not the top city in terms of property crime. If you even add five more cities and make it 25 cities, Seattle's not the top city.
Eli, for decades, candidates have been using media, television, radio in the old days, to reach potential voters. And we know that candidates put out misleading statements regularly. What's different about using social media?
What's different is the ability to narrowly target certain ads at certain specific types of people. Social media is a vehicle for collecting tremendous amounts of data on its users. A lot of people don't think of it that way, but that's what's going on. If you use Facebook, you are actually Facebook's product, and it collects data about you, and it sells that data to advertisers. In this case, it's selling the data to the campaign of Scott Lindsay. And on Facebook, a lot of people just look at what they're presented with in the scroll, in the newsfeed, and they see, oh, Scott Lindsay tells me Seattle has the highest property crime rate in the nation. But as we all know, most people do not seem to click beyond the headline on Facebook, which is how we get a lot of people who are very misinformed about current events or, in this case, potentially about crime in their city.
Now, as you've been reporting, Seattle is a little unique in that it has a law on the books that requires platforms like Facebook to disclose data about political advertising. You tried to get this data. How did that work out?
Well, it's been a long journey. After months of needing more time to think about it and so on, the companies began turning over information. Facebook's first attempt in February was laughably insufficient. The director of the Seattle Ethics and Elections Commission said it doesn't come close to complying with their public obligations, and at that point he declared them in violation of Seattle's law. Facebook then came back and more recently divulged a lot more data, but there are also problems with the data that it recently disclosed.
If social media companies were to fully comply with this law, what would you hope to learn?
I would like to be able to bring daylight to the so-called dark ads on social media. That is what a targeted political ad on Facebook is. It's dark to everyone who's not targeted. We should have a mechanism for daylighting those dark ads. That's what I'm trying to do.
So more transparency heading into an election.
Exactly. And Facebook and Google, all of the tech giants, will say that they are for transparency in election ads. The proof, though, will be in what they actually end up doing to bring transparency to election ads, and particularly these dark ads.
And Eli, we're talking about this, and there's a larger backdrop this week. We've learned that a company called Cambridge Analytica acquired data from millions of Facebook users without their express permission. And that data was then used by the Trump campaign to target voters with specific political ads. So this is the world we live in now. And I'm wondering how we as a society navigate the role of social media in political campaigns.
I think we need to recognize that this is new. This is a recent intervention in our civic life, a recent change in the way we process information in our democracy. And it has been a bumpy ride. I think everyone would admit that. And we don't have to accept how it's turned out at the moment. And I think everyone, including the tech giants, sees that there needs to be more transparency in political ads and more clarity about who's purchasing them and who's being targeted by them. So in terms of what should happen, that should happen.
That's Eli Sanders, associate editor at The Stranger.